The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. 7:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. It is the 4th of June, 2 days away from D-Day, 2019. And what's the weather look like, Ashley?
Hot. That's your weather for today.
So you were trained by Bob Blonge.
Well, that pretty much sums it up. I mean, according to this forecast, we're looking at a high of 99 today. I would not be surprised if we broke triple digits. 67 tonight, a high of 98 tomorrow, 62 the following day. But we should be cooling off come the weekend, high of 79 by Friday, and then we start warming up by the second half of the weekend.
Start warming up. Okay, from 99 down to?
79 on Friday.
Oh, showers?
Mostly clear. Huh. So we should have some pretty nice sunrises.
Okay. All right. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. They do a number of different things also for our community. Helping people from the campfire and the car fire. There's a lot of things that Shasta Gas Propane does for our community. Okay, I can't help but start off with this one today. Shooting at the Redding or at the Shasta County Public Library. Now, you have to remember what used to be down there. It used to be it would take over South Park. It used to be South City Park. They used to take it to the point where Police Chief Roger Moore said it was like a prison yard. Drugs, prostitution, assaults, you know, theft, all kind of like being based out of that park. Well, then that fateful day when Rick Bassetti, our former mayor, but the guy that's making the Colt 45s a winning prospect, a great entertainment venue for our city, gets assaulted. And it seems like that's what it took. It took somebody being assaulted before people, all of a sudden the mayor shows up, Mayor Kristen Schrader. Oh, I didn't know that this was going on down here. Well, you know, okay, I'll just give her the benefit of the doubt on that since everybody else in the city knew. Maybe she didn't know. And then it started. They came in, the police came in, cleared it out, and then they did what they should do at the library. They put a fence around South City Park. 6 months, nobody's been in there. So where did the people go? Okay, they moved over. So we're fighting that battle down there by Henderson Open Space. But there is still, anytime you go by the library, there's 30 people there in all stages of living. And there's drug paraphernalia. There is the same problems we had before they put the fence up. This is our county library, my friends. This is our county library. This is where kids go. The library is great. We have a wonderful library. They have all these things that kids can go through to during the summer. They have events. They have community things going on. But when used to be that your kid could go to the library and you just drop them off. Not anymore. Because if you drop your kid off there, if it's a younger child, what do you have? What you have is people using the bathroom as their bathroom as a place to take a shower. You've got other people in various stages of either drug problems or mental problems in there. The library should be a sanctuary so people could go in there. You know, do I care if somebody goes in there and they're using, you know, they're sitting and reading? No, but can you let your kids go in there? Would you let your kids go in there without feeling like you have to sit there and protect them? And then the worst part, though, is what's outside the library, which you have to walk through out there. And yesterday it kind of culminated. Yesterday was a fight in the front of the library, and then there was the And then there was a shooting. A man got shot in the neck by another gent down there who then escaped, a guy with the ponytail, and escaped in a, I think it was a blue truck. But here it is, a shooting at our library. When is enough enough? You just knew there was going to be a problem. The place is surrounded. It's like a beacon in a sea of problems right there, our library. So now what's going to happen? Well, it's time to extend the fence. I hate to say this, my friends. It's time to extend the library, the fence from South City Park around the library to protect our kids and protect the citizens. Do you think that he's the only one with a gun out there? And I will bet you that it's not. He's not carrying it legally. I'll bet you every dollar that I own that the guy's not carrying that gun legally. How many other firearms are out there? How many more knives? How many more syringes need to be dropped on the ground out there? Isn't it time, Redding, isn't it time to say enough is enough, that our library ought to be a place that kids can go and we could be able to go into this place without worrying about it? And if you have to put a fence there to keep people out, that's fine. But then it stays. You can't just go in there. And why? How about for safety? Well, people have... No, they don't. Now we have shootings there. It changed when there were shootings. Yeah, the drug paraphernalia, the open sex, the shooting up. Yeah, you know what? Okay. Oh, yeah, we can handle that. We're used to that. No, no, we want to turn into San Francisco. We want to make places inhabitable. Well, this is our library. This is our library. The city needs to take action about the library. And guess what? If you can spend $5 million on a soccer field, which we obviously need, you can spend the $250,000 it's going to take to surround that library with a fence so that our kids can walk in there safely, so our elderly can walk in there safely, so you don't have to be armed to walk into the library by, you know, legally carrying it into the library to escort your wife in. It's time. It's enough. The library must be saved. I'll be right back after these messages.
The beast is running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, your community radio station. Carl and Linda Bott, you know, it's Tuesday. Linda's on sabbaticals on Tuesday. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heated and Air. Alliance Heated and Air has been in the business over a quarter of a century. They're the ones that, only ones we let touch our HVAC at our house. They can work on any make or model. They've been voted best in the North State, and there's reasons for that, of course. They are just probably the best in the North State. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. And you know what's going to be nice? It's going to probably hit 100 today. It's going to be hot like this. You know, our spring is over. I say that. Of course, there will be a snowstorm next week. But our spring's over. You need to have filters. Check your air ducts. Make sure that machinery is working. Alliance Heating and Air. And I'm here with Wayne Martin, who is the president of the Shasta Regional Porsche Club.
Club.
Yeah, you know, already I don't feel sorry for you, Wayne. You probably got, you know, you probably got 12 Porsches in your.
I only wish.
We have friends, and I think Linda was telling you yesterday. We have a friend that he redoes them. He finds old ones and he totally rebuilds them. So he finds one, you know, kind of the rare one that's $25,000 just for a Hulk.
Right.
And by the time he finishes, they take a trip to Europe. And he's got everything in his. I'm not going to call it a garage. This is a workspace. Well lit. He's got lifts. He's got hoist. He even can do the leather.
Wow.
This is his passion.
Well, he's a craftsman, obviously.
Oh, he is a craftsman. Anyway, but you're getting ready to have a big event up here.
Yeah.
At the Porsche Club.
Yeah.
I know, everybody wants to say Porsche. It's not. It's Porsche.
It's Porsche.
That's right. Now, do you give demerits if somebody mispronounces a name or anything?
Only me, as a president. It's a quarter every time you say it wrong at that club meeting. But that's okay. We'll take anybody. We're a local group. We extend from the Oregon border down to Oroville. So there's about 150 of us, 100 primary members, and we're always looking for people that love Porsches, have them, and want to come tour with us.
So if you have like a Porsche with a Volkswagen engine in it, is that okay as long as it looked like a Porsche? Or no, it's got to have a... Okay.
Well, we'll work with you. We'll convert you.
I heard that Paul Newman
yes.
put a Porsche engine in his Volkswagen.
Yes.
Have you ever heard that story? Was that just like an urban myth?
No, I believe it's true. you know, the thing about Porsche, what makes Porsche so special and why we love them so much is they won Le Mans, for 17 times. Wow. And so their engines are impeccable. They run 24 hours full on. There's no other
Yeah, it's the 24 hours at Le Mans.
24 hours just straight out. And they're just an amazing car, probably one of the best driving cars in the world. Most reliable. The Porsche 911 was voted most reliable last year.
Wow.
For any car.
Well, we have a friend that found one in, like, I think Minnesota. And he had it shipped out here, and he's driving around. He's very happy with it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're really fun.
We have other friends that are, I think are members of your club. Both of them, they're at the Shasta Regional Veterans Office.
Oh, okay.
Dave and Bob.
Oh, yeah, Dave and Bob.
Yeah.
Definitely. They're big members. They're part of this, what we're doing here.
Well, you know what? So tell us what you're getting ready to do.
Okay, well, June 6th is the start of a four-day tour that this will be basically our second time in Reading, the first time we did the whole North State. But what it is, it's an event where we drive north, south, east, and west. There's about 60 of us driving. There's three groups of 20, and we just tour the great Shasta County area, just actually all over the four counties up here. And our tour starts on June 6th, and we're going to have all the cars registering, and we're having we're an invitation to any Porsche owners here that are not part of our club to come on down and show their Porsches. And if the general public would just like to come down and see all the cars as they're registered between 3 and 6, that'd be great. We'd love to have everybody come down, take a look at it. We have some cars that range up to, you know, $250,000, some very special cars.
Like what? Now, what kind would that be?
That'd be like a GT3.
Is that an older car?
No, that would be like the latest, the greatest. Just tears it
somebody
up.
Somebody in town has one of those?
Nobody in our group that I know of, but okay. Definitely out of the Bay Area.
Yeah, he sold a shack on 100 square feet of property for $1.8 million.
Absolutely.
So it didn't even have plumbing.
Yeah, well,
it looks like they could grow something.
There's a lot of .com money, you know, down in the Bay Area. So this is what we call the zone tour, and so this tour is only open to Zone 7 Porsche owners that extends down to Monterey County, goes over to Fresno, up to the Oregon border and part of Nevada.
Okay.
So when we put this tour out, it sells out in 12 minutes. It's just amazing.
12 minutes?
12 minutes. We're totally sold out. And so everybody signs up, and then they're all excited about touring for the 4 days. And the reason we did this is because it's a way that we can support our local community and give back to charities, the local charities here, which last year I think we donated a little over $8,000 or something like that to the local charities here.
That's great.
So we're not just a group of people that are showing our cars
that are driving $250,000 cars around our area.
Yeah, and I had an idea a few years ago that I wanted to really highlight our area, how special it is, and what fantastic roads we have, because a lot of the people out of the Bay Area and these different areas, you know, they drive through here. It's 100 degrees. It's 135 at the gas station. They just want to continue on, get out of here. But when you come and you drive these incredible roads and you see the views and the mountains and the lakes and everything, they just fall in love. And so they want to come back.
Well, why don't you get it together here, Wayne, you and the club? Because I know you got organizers down there, because I know two of the guys for sure that are there. Why don't you make it so you have something like a four regional group come in here and make it a 4-day weekend. They could stay at Sheridan, they could stay at the Gaia, and, you know, do something like that and bring in like 150, 200, 300 cars.
Oh, we'd like to, and that brings up something great. So if you're a Porsche owner and you'd like to become part of our group, because what we need is more manpower in order to do that. Because there's a lot of moving parts to this, and there's only so many drivers. There's three lead drivers, three sweep drivers. And so in order to have a great, safe event, you know, we just need more professional drivers that can lead these groups.
Well, what about, do you have one of these things that you, like a road rally where you have to get from spot to spot, and whoever gets there quickest.
Oh, no. We don't do that. No, this is really more about...
I think you're missing a chance right there, buddy.
Yeah, I know. You know, we have to obey the laws. So,
got a little nervous. You have a little nervous laugh there when I say that.
No, we want to keep everybody safe. And so, you know, we just enjoy a good drive. You know, we basically have 15 to 20 cars per group. And, you know, we go from, we'll go east. Like my first group will go out through Ash Creek and up 36 out to Susanville and up to Bernie and back. And then we have another group that goes out 36 to Hay Fork and then over past Weaverville on the Trinity River, have a little lunch, and then go back, and then we take a beach dam.
Okay. So you have stops out there and then you come back that evening. And
yeah, we have banquets during the evening, which is really fun. And so then we have another the other group will go up to Weaverville, up to Scotts Mountain, over to Etna, back down to Mount Shasta, and then back home.
And then the next day everybody flips.
Then everybody flips.
Okay.
And so we do that for 3 days, and then Monday, our last day, we all drive up through Whitmore area and around there and then come back. And that's just a little short one, but it highlights really the fantastic roads and sceneries that we all take for granted a lot of times.
And how many Porsches are going to be here?
We're going to have in the tour, there'll be almost 60. On June 6th, we're hoping to have about 80 down at the Gaia Hotel, 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. So come on down and check us out. And if you have a Porsche, we have a special corral for you that you can park, and we can all, you know, share our Porsche stories and tour stories.
Well, I'm just thinking is that if you timed it right and you took all three lanes, you could go down Pine Street and not have to stop till you got to the other end, and you could have 60 Porsches going down Pine Street in three lanes. And if you hit the whites, which you could just kind of like cruise Pine Street.
That would be nice.
Probably too hard to
a little organize. Hard to coordinate, though. But, you know, 2 years ago when we did our first tour, we had 80 Porsches on Shasta Dam. And then I was able to get the CHP to fly over and video the whole thing of having all those cars on the dam. It was just incredible. Just incredible. And, Dave actually was able to work with the dam and the resources and security out there to get us on. So.
Yeah, he's very resourceful. So this is a great time, and you wanted to tell people about it because of the fact that you're always looking for new members. This is the first time, I think it's the first time you've been on talking about this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really like the idea that $8,000 goes to one of our local charities. Which one do you all support? Is there a different one?
We have our Porsche group. They vote every year. So it's broken up to a number of supporters.
Okay.
They usually help, people that need help, obviously, is going to the local charities.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have one last year?
Last
year, a rally here?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we were out of the Sheridan last year.
That was before the fires. Yeah.
Before the fires. It's June. Every June, like the first week of June is when we have our four-day tour. So it's, every year we just kind of figure out where we want to go. Last year it was out of the Sheridan. This year it's out of the Gaia Hotel.
Okay.
And it's, 3 to 6. Come on by and check us out. And
3 to 6 at the Gaia Hotel on June 6th.
June 6th. That's Thursday.
And right after that, you can run on down here to the Judge Eaton House, where there's going to be a ceremony to commemorate D-Day, 75th anniversary of D-Day.
Wow.
So, when you're finished up there at 6, you just kind of, that'd look cool. Just Porsches downtown.
Yeah.
Mosey on down. Have an ice cream sundae. After the ceremony, it's not going to last long. Okay. Wayne Martin. Now, how do people, if they want to, it's thinking, I have a Porsche, and I'd like to go out and drive around with people. How do they get a hold of you?
They can reach me at 530-355-5805. That's 355-5805, or go to pca.org. And check us out under the Shasta region.
I see Dave and Debbie up here at the top of the picture. here on the
Sun Belt Bridge. A picture. If you're looking at the brochure, we had a couple of very special Porsches. That one Porsche, the blue one, was a brand spanking new Targa, a specialty color. He actually brought it in from Arizona.
Wow.
Fantastic.
How much is a Porsche? How about starting out? Just say your basic Porsche.
Your basic Porsche, Boxster, you can buy them from $10,000 and spend as much money as you want. You can get into the millions if you'd like. But the average Porsche.
A new one?
Yeah. A new one's going to be anywhere from $100,000 to $150,000 on average.
Okay.
But don't, you know, you can buy a great
like
used one.
$10,000 there. Wow.
Yeah, a great Boxster, which is an amazing car. You know, you just got to make sure it's been maintained. And it'll go a long time, and it drives incredible.
Okay.
It's a mid-engine car. So.
Wayne Martin here from the Shasta region, Porsche Club of America. Okay. Thanks a lot, Carl.
All right.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, locally owned, locally operated, and if you're looking for a place to buy a long gun or a pistol or any of the accessories that go with them or ammo, and speaking of ammo, you better be buying them fast. We're having Sam Paredes later on this morning to talk about that. John Bastiani has fair prices and veterans get discounts. 2539 Larkspur, open today through Saturday. We'll be right back. This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place. And they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at reddingrancheria.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
We can leave your friends behind, because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:35 in the morning here. It's about already like 72 degrees. It's going to go up to probably to 100 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Specializing in home electronics, you can get Klipsch speakers, Sony, Samsungs, LG, you name it, he's got it, and he'll get it up in the in your home, and he's done it in sometimes in just a day. He also does surround sound and so many different things. Over 47 years in the business, that's Clyde's Enterprises, and Clyde's got radios now. They're very, very reasonably priced. That not only does it give you AM, FM, but it gives you shortwave and weather reports. So you can get into the emergency bands also, which, you know, we've had, fires, we've had, tornadoes, we've had, we haven't had a volcano eruption in a while, but we've had, snow.
Knock on
and
wood.
Everything. Yeah, knock on wood, just because we don't know. Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell Avenue. I'm here with Tyler Williams, and he's from the Reading Dance Center. Or are you the Reading Dance Center?
So I am from the Reading Dance Center. I've been dancing there since I was 15 years old is when I started dancing. So we got a show coming up, and we've come in to tell you about it.
Okay, and you brought in – and, you know, here it is. It's the dancers are not all like – a lot of times you'll see the dancers are all like 10 or 12.
No, we have a wide variety of ages. I think our youngest is probably 3 or 4.
Uh-huh.
And our older ones
are older.
Are up there.
Oh, wow. Right there.
Yeah, all the way up into the 70s. So we cover everybody. Everybody, okay. There's something for you.
Okay, so what do we usually expect to see during the program?
This year we have basically our show is in two parts. The first part is going to be tap, jazz, modern, your fun styles that aren't really going to be telling a story. It's kind of going to be a variety show, and the theme this year is Let It Move You. So there's going to be a big opening number where we have pretty much that wide variety of ages of dancers all on stage at once, and they're going to be doing a Fosse-esque number. So Fosse, Bob Fosse, choreography for the cabaret and a bunch of other stuff, and became really famous in the jazz world. So I'm going to start with that, and I think all of these dancers are in that portion of the show. And the second half of the show is going to be a full-length ballet, which is The Firebird, which was originally written by Igor Stravinsky from Russia.
I'm familiar with that. Well, let's go to the dancers here. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Is Emily on? Or does she have to get
closer? Can we
closer?
Get close to the mic?
Get closer.
Am I close enough?
Now you're close enough. This is why you have to be in there, because these are great mics, but you have to be kind of correct. So, Emily, tell me about you.
This year I am actually the Firebird in the production, and I've been dancing at the studio since I was about 7.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
And how old are you now?
I'm 19.
19. Okay. So you're kind of in that mid-range then,
mm-hmm.
would you say? So you've been dancing there for 12 years.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you're not dancing?
Pretty much just going to school right now.
And where are you going to school?
Shasta College.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you dance? Why have you danced so long?
Oh, man. Well, I started when I was younger, and I tried like every other sport, and I never really liked it, but I definitely fell in love with dance pretty quickly.
Okay, yeah. Great. Okay, then let's go to Devin. Devin, get in there close. Talk to me. Okay, so how old are you?
I am 13.
You are 13. Okay, so how long have you been dancing?
I've been dancing since I was 2.
Since you were 2?
Yeah.
Did you know you were dancing then, or you just thought it was fun?
I kind of just thought it was fun because one of my friend's older sisters did dance,
uh-huh.
and she got me into dance, and then I kind of just grew up with it. My parents are like, do you want to do, like, soccer or, like, softball or something? And I'm like, no, I want to do dance. And it was so funny because I would always be like, dancing is my passion. And be like, it was, like, the only thing I ever wanted to do when I was younger was literally just dance all the time.
Okay, so now you're 13. So you still have that passion for dancing?
Yes, I love dancing.
Is it harder dancing when you've got somebody over going, 1, 2, 3, 4?
A little bit, but when I've kind of, like, grown up with some of my teachers, and they've been there for a long time, and I've had them for multiple classes, so they kind of, like, I'm used to it, kind of.
Uh-huh.
So
is Tyler nice, or does he yell at you? You can tell me the truth.
I've never had him as a teacher, so.
Oh, you don't know, huh? Okay, just thought I'd throw something in there, since they throw you under the bus, Tyler. Okay, next we have, let me see, I have, Kate, jump in here, Kate. There, you've watched everybody else. You should be perfect now. How are you, Kate?
Good. How are you?
Fine. How old are you?
I'm 12.
Okay. Should I start with an easier one?
So,
you know what? When you get in front of a microphone, things change a little bit, don't they? Okay. So, how long have you been dancing, Kate?
I've been dancing since I was 3.
Since you were 3. Did you know you were dancing then, or was it just a good time?
It was just a good time.
So why did your parents get you into dance then? Did they just see that you were dancing all the time? So maybe she'd have somebody helping her here.
Well, my mom's actually a dance teacher at the studio, so that's kind of what got me into it. And then once I did do it, I just fell in love with it, yeah.
So you go to school?
Yes.
And what school do you go to?
UPrep.
UPrep. And Devin, where do you go to school at?
I go to Reading School of the Arts.
Okay. Why am I not surprised here? Okay, Kate, what do you want to do with dance?
I definitely want to be at Reading Dance Center till I go to college, and then I kind of want to go to a college that has a dance program, and then try to get into some musical theater stuff.
Okay. So do you sing?
Yeah.
You do. Okay, Devin, do you sing?
I do not sing.
You do not sing. And Emily, do you sing?
Oh, definitely not.
Definitely not. So you're just, what do you want to do? You're getting close to graduation here. I mean, well, I shouldn't say close to graduation. You've still got a couple of years to go. But is dance part of your life at college, too?
Well, just because I'm at the studio, but I don't take dance at Shasta College.
Right.
But I definitely want to carry it with me.
Okay. Now comes the grand dame of the dance. And this is Karen Ehrlich.
I don't know about that.
Well,
yes.
So just talk straight ahead towards them. And so, Karen, what got you into dance?
My sister.
And how long have you been dancing your whole life?
This is my 4th year here at Reading Dance Center, and I danced when I was a teenager.
Uh-huh.
But I had not danced for all my life, and then all of a sudden my sister prompted me and said I needed to. I wasn't playing golf with her, so I needed to go out and get busy doing something better.
You just hang around the house, sis. Get out. Go down to the dance center.
So do you?
I mean, is it every day? Is it like 3 times a week or what?
I'm there 4 times a week, usually, and we'll have a break after the show. But then we have 5-week session. I'll be there 4 days a week. So I love it. It's wonderful. We have a lot of adults.
Great exercise,
and that's the key, is to find what you love to do, and then you'll keep it up.
That's right. Now, Emily and Devin and Kate, does this kind of inspire you, watching Karen dance? I mean, you all are relatively young, not you two over there, the 13 and the 12-year-old, but you're relatively young when you see Karen dancing. What does that tell you?
That just, for me, it definitely tells me that I can do it until I'm
older.
Up there, yeah.
Until I'm older, be nice. Okay, what about you, Devin?
I feel like the same way, because whenever we watch, like, the group of the older ladies dance, we always are, like, they're, like, amazing, and they are, like, you wouldn't expect something so amazing from, like, these people, and then you watch them dance, and you're like, where did this come from? Like, it's so amazing.
Well, that's cool. What about you, Kate?
I'm kind of the same way, because it just reminds me that I can do dance for my whole life, and
that's very kind.
Well, you know, but it's important that you can do it for your whole life, and you can perform on stage. Have you performed on stage before?
Yes, in high school.
In high school.
And then just here when the last 3 years. It's been fun.
So you would recommend this for people that want to go out and...
Absolutely.
And have a good time, meet people.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I've met some great ladies and gentlemen there.
Okay. Let me get Tyler back in here again. Tyler, it sounds to me like this is just going to be an outstanding program here.
It is. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, like you said, like every piece that gets up there, there's going to be the little ones that some of them will walk out and they'll forget all of the choreography that they were given and they'll just wave at their mom, or they might have to walk off in some tears, but it's they're adorable in all their costumes. And then there are the advanced dancers that you're going to be watching and being like, how are they doing that? Everything is just, they're all together. Everything looks amazing. Of course, they drafted me to do some lifting, so I get to lift Emily a few times. And we have another couple of guys that are in there. So it's not just for girls. I have to say that as a guy.
No, of course not.
Guys, we need you. And, I mean, it takes some crazy strength to be a dancer from both on the female spectrum and the male spectrum. So, like...
Oh, no, if you just watched the last Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style, you'd see a lot of lifts there that, you know, years ago when it first started, never saw lifts like that. I mean, you know, people got lifted kind of like on the, you know, you pick them up on the side, but now you've got lifts that are, I know, I tell you what, there's, you know, when they're doing it, everybody in the audience is just kind of sitting hoping that nobody goes flying off the stage.
Yeah.
You know, this last one, I think I enjoyed more because I didn't see any, I saw some really good lifts, but I didn't see any that they made me go cringe, because some of them make you cringe.
Truth.
Right? How come you're not out there? You'd be perfect. You know, I'm talking to Utah. How
come you're and not that out one, there? Well, that's because I've been at this studio preparing for this show.
Okay, that's probably right. Okay, when is the show?
So this show is this Saturday. It's June 8th. We have two shows. We have a matinee, which is going to be at 1 o'clock, and we have an evening show at 7. So come out, bring the whole family, because there's something for all of you.
Great. How do they get tickets?
You can get tickets at the Civic Auditorium's website, or you could swing by the studio, which is Reading Dance Center off of Butte Street, and you could pick them up in person there.
Okay, and it's going to be at the?
It's going to be at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
That's super. Well, thank you very much, ladies, for coming in here today and sharing with us. And you can go back to today's show in the archives and listen to how good you are. Okay, at KCNR1460.com. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back after these messages. It's 7:47 in the morning here. It's about 75 degrees, going up to the high 90s today, maybe even break 100. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle set Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Let's just let the music play. Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented. A dedicated team of professionals there wanting to help you move your dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, right here in town. Cornerstone Community Bank. The reason for the Gregorian chants, it was the oldest music that Ashley could find, because my guest here is now Ken Murray. This is what Ken would chant, I think, along when you were in the monastery. Is that right?
Ageism is as bad as racism.
Okay. Hey,
fight me.
Ken's going to be with us the rest of the show. Sam Paredes is going to call in at 8 o'clock. He's going to talk about the new ammo laws and that, too. But
oh, great. You Republicans are going to go off on guns again.
No, we don't go off on guns at all. We have guns. They stay locked up. We never have a problem with them. It's not people that are that own guns with the that are trained and use them properly that are the problem. It's criminals that aren't put in jail.
Every time the gun debate flares up in this country, conservatives act like somebody's trying to take all the guns.
They are.
It's ridiculous.
They are.
It's a straw man argument.
No, they are.
Nobody wants to take your guns
away.
Who
said that?
Nobody wants to ban common firearms. That's just Republican.
Well, that's not true. Common firearms, semi-automatic rifles. But let's talk about something else that's closer to home. We can get into that one in a few minutes.
No, wait. This is important. You know, here are the facts. All anybody wants to do is ban automatic, semi-automatic, bolt action, pump action, lever action, brake action, and muzzle loading firearms. It's not that difficult, people. All I have to do is to pull up a Google search for all kinds of guns and add them to the ban list. That's it. If your gun is some other kind of gun, you'll be totally unaffected by this.
Muzzle loaders. All of them. Black powder. Everything. Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about this shooting down at the library? Did you think it was just a matter of time?
Did I think it was a matter of time? No. I mean, you know, an idiot can show up someplace anytime.
Well, the point is that this is our library, and you know, when we blocked off access to South City Park for good reasons, as Roger Moore said, our chief of police, that it was a prison yard, and I think he was absolutely right. And since they blocked it off, they've had no problems. There's been nobody in there. They've had no problems. So those, you know, so they moved over to the library. And if, I don't know if you've been down to the library lately, but I drive by it all the time. And there's always dozens and dozens and dozens of people in various stages of awareness, but they're surround the library. And my problem with this is that, you know, it used to be that kids would ride their bikes down to the library. Or, you know, your parents could drop you off the library for all the wonderful programs that library has, and it has wonderful programs. But now, the complaints have been going on for years that, you know, you try to go in the bathroom, somebody's in there using it as a place to take a shower.
What's your solution?
My solution is to fence that library off.
Oh, great. Then we can fence off City Hall, and we can fence off all the parks, and we can fence off everything inside.
My solution for the library is what they did at South City Park. We're talking about something that's a little bit different here. We're talking about the library where there's been a shooting. What if that shooting had resulted in a child being hit? And then everybody would have said, hey, we told you that was going to happen. The city needs to do something. The city needs to take the library back. That's all there is to it. There is no questions about it anymore. It's happened.
I don't have a problem.
Do you want a death there? Is that what it's going to take, a death of a citizen, to make the city council do something? They sure as hell can jump all over a $5 million soccer field. What are they going to do about our library?
They fence off the soccer field.
We're not talking about the soccer field.
No, you're talking about fencing off public facilities as a solution to something, and it's not a solution to anything.
Why, it is a solution? Of course it is. How can you say it's not a solution?
Because all this homelessness is a societal problem, and fences don't solve the problem.
They solved the problem of safety. Yes.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So, okay. So, South City Park got fenced off, so there wasn't a shooting at South City Park, so the shooting was someplace else.
It was outside South City Park at the library, where there's no security.
But it could have been at South City Park until they fenced it off. Now you fence off the library, where's the next person going to get shot?
Well, that's a good question.
Are
we going to
fence
it off? Where
would they be? I mean, ultimately, fencing off things doesn't solve the big problem. And
so,
I'm not saying I have the answer to the big problem. But
I just read a great article about LA and what's happened in LA. Oh my gosh, and I shared it on Facebook about where LA is right now and how the city has been, and this one writer says, I think it's been lost. The city, the battle for LA has been lost.
I was just down in LA and I was there, and it was actually on the television news up here. I was at Los Angeles International Airport. An Enterprise shuttle bus driver
I read about that.
Guy in a Jeep. Well, I was standing there. The guy in the Jeep got PO'd, got out with his knife, walked up to the driver's window, front windshield of the Enterprise shuttle bus, you know, banged on the window in front of the driver, broke it out.
Oh, my gosh.
She pulled a gun on him.
What happened? Did the guy try to stab her then?
No.
He stopped, right?
He stopped.
Why? Because she was armed.
No, because a whole bunch of cops showed up.
Well, but the other reason is he didn't do anything else is because she pulled a gun on him. Hopefully it was legally carried. And she said, stay away from me.
And then her boss showed up. And then the cops arrested her, her boss, and the knife guy. Okay, and the traffic was absolutely insane backed up there.
You know, I got somebody in here that says leadership by reaction. Well, yeah, leadership by reaction, because you don't think there's going to be proactive here, do you? I mean, here we can be proactive, but I don't think the city council is. They were hoping nothing's going to happen there. Okay, you know what?
But give me a break.
Well, how would you handle it? And we'll find out after we get back from the news. We'll be right back. 7:59 in the morning. 78 degrees out there, my friends. It's getting hot.
Still upset about the fight. we had last night. Well, life's too short for silence in the hallway. Darling, won't you look me in the eye?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hall.com. I'm Wally Hines. President Trump expects new tariffs against Mexico to take effect next week. White House correspondent Greg Clugson reports.
The president threatened the tariffs in a dispute over illegal immigration.
Mexico shouldn't allow millions of people to try and enter our country, and they could stop it very quickly. And I think they will. And if they won't, we're going to put tariffs on.
He told a London news conference that the immigration flow from Mexico is unacceptable. Even though officials are meeting to resolve the issue, he believes the tariffs will go into effect next week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says he'll call a special session of the state legislature in the coming weeks to take up gun control legislation. Northam says new laws are needed to prevent killings like Friday's mass shooting in Virginia Beach. The House Judiciary Committee will launch an unprecedented antitrust investigation of some of the nation's biggest high-tech companies. It's the first time Congress has launched such a wide-ranging probe. While most of the world marks the 30th anniversary of the bloody crackdown on pro-democracy protests in Tiananmen Square, there is no mention of it in China, where such discussions are taboo. Meanwhile, the founder of China Aid, Bob Fu, says China is underestimating the numbers of protesters killed when it says there were 10,000.
I think it should be more than that. It was very brutal. You're talking about, you know, multiple thousands.
Fu was a student leader during those protests. A judge in California has taken the unusual step of removing the lead prosecutor from the case of a Navy SEAL accused of war crimes in Iraq. That after defense lawyers accused the prosecution of spying on their emails in order to find the source of news leaks. The judge said he would rule by tomorrow on whether to dismiss those charges. The Dow at this hour up 372 points. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Your retirement accounts are at risk. That's right. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. If you have retirement investments, there is an IRS loophole that can save your nest egg. Don't let government bail-ins and fiscal irresponsibility wipe out your savings. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776 to get Advantage Gold's explosive report that bankers and Wall Street do not want you to see. Your wealth is threatened by political infighting, massive debt, stock market volatility, and experts predict that the U.S. dollar could lose its status as the global reserve currency. Learn all about the IRS loophole that can protect you from massive losses. This IRS loophole could be your last chance to secure your assets. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776 right now. Don't risk losing your entire retirement. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776. Don't delay. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776 now.
The House has approved a $19.1 billion disaster relief bill to help more than 40 states and Puerto Rico recover from hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. Oklahoma's Tom Cole voting yes, despite what the bill doesn't include.
That is more than $4 billion to deal with the intolerable situation at the southern border.
That money was stripped in order to get the measure through the Senate. The bill now goes to the president for his signature. The UN Security Council is set to meet this afternoon to discuss Sudan after its ruling military conducted a deadly crackdown on pro-democracy protesters. Authorities investigating Flint's water crisis have seized from storage the state-owned mobile devices of former Governor Rick Snyder and 65 other current or former officials. Documents obtained through a public records request show search warrants were sought 2 weeks ago by the Attorney General's office, and they were signed by a Flint judge. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. While D-Day has often been portrayed as an all-white invasion, African-American troops also took part, and some are remembering the battles both during and after the war. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magadi reports.
Johnny Jones Sr. was among the roughly 2,000 African-Americans believed to have hit the Normandy shore, wading onto the beach and returning German fire. Then he returned home.
He called to Mason-Dixon line. I couldn't sit with the soldiers that I had been on the battlefield with anymore. I had to go to the back of the bus.
Jones is now 99.
Those are the things that come back and haunt you.
Still visibly angry over the injustice 75 years ago.
I don't fall for what?
I'm Sagar Meghani.
New York could become the first state to ban the declawing of cats under legislation heading to a vote in the state legislature. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning here on the 4th of June, 2019. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's what Shasta Regional Medical stands for. And Ashley, what's the weather look like?
We are looking at a good chance of breaking triple digits throughout most of the North State. I'm looking at 99 at the airport today, low of 67 overnight, so open those windows if you can. It's going to be toasty throughout most of the rest of the week. We're going to cool off a little bit on Friday to a high of 79 degrees, okay. And then warming up by the end of the weekend again.
All right. Cool. And it's not cool. It's going to be warm. Hey, the weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Would have been out of Redding, but Redding made it too hard, so down to Anderson for a multi-million-dollar business. Chuck and Judy Kenny have owned this company. They've won awards for hiring veterans. They're out providing 120-gallon tanks to those people that have moved back to their land when their homes were destroyed by the rebuildings going on. They're offering for free 120-gallon propane tanks, so you don't have to keep changing out your 7-gallon tanks. All of this from Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. On the phone is Sam Paredes. Good morning, Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California.
How are you doing, Carl? Good morning to you.
You know how I am? I'm angry. I'm angry, Sam. We had a shooting up here by the library. It's the library where our kids go to and all this, because the place is surrounded by homeless. And it just was a matter of time. Fight escalated into a gunfire. Can you imagine what would have happened if a child had been shot? You know what they'd be calling for right now? They'd be calling for right now confiscation of guns. You know, it's not supposed to, you know, all these things. And even though that the person shot was one of the people in the altercation, it doesn't mean that somebody else couldn't have been hurt. And I guarantee you the person with the gun probably shouldn't be having that gun.
Carl, you're describing the situation when in most illegal use of firearms. And, you know, you cannot stop evil from happening. People, bad people, can get guns anytime, anywhere, to use for their evil. The only thing that's going to stop them is a law-abiding citizen who has a gun who can defend against that. I'm sure that the area was considered a gun-free zone.
Of course.
You know, and which means that all of the people there are totally defenseless, because a gun-free zone means nothing to somebody who's willing to commit an atrocious act of evil and shoot people. And until the gun controllers get that through their head, we are going to continue to have these situations. And that's a travesty. So the blood of innocence lies on the feet of those who will not allow Californians to defend themselves against the evil that the government people cannot stop. So that's I'm angry too, and that's why we keep doing this job.
Well,
Carl,
Ken Murray's with me too. He's a friend, and he comes in on a lot of different days too. Ken's whole solution was, and I think he read it off, is if you take everything, including muzzle loaders, and outlaw them. There's your problem. No, just what? Yeah,
I own a number of guns myself. But some of the explanations for all of this make absolutely no sense to me. Cain killed Abel with a rock. Is the premise that if Abel had a bigger rock, Cain wouldn't have killed him? Because guns are a rock. Okay? And right. People have been killing people forever using whatever is at hand. So getting rid of guns doesn't solve the problem. Getting rid of ammunition doesn't solve the problem. It's the human condition that's the problem. That's my opinion.
You are absolutely correct. And if you look at all of the gun control laws that are on the books and those that are being proposed even today, none of them address the human condition. They refuse to address the human condition. They only look at banning rocks, or controlling rocks, or limiting rocks, or rationing rocks.
Making that rock only can be fist-sized. It can't be bigger than a cantaloupe. It can only be fist-sized. Hey, you know what? Hey, Sam, this new ammo law that's taking place 1 July, can you go over it with people real quick? And I can tell you what Sportsman's Warehouse has told me what's going to happen July 1st.
Okay, July 1st, anybody who buys ammunition has to buy it. Well, you already have to buy it from a licensed vendor in the state of California. When you buy ammunition, you're going to have to give your name, your address, your driver's license, the brand and amount of ammunition that you buy, the name of the salesman who sold you the ammunition, and their contact information is going to have to go into a book. That information will be put into a computer. And if the purchaser happens to have purchased a gun and gone through a dealer record of sales sometime in the past, that means that their name appears on the automated firearm system that is managed by the Department of Justice. If their name is on that AFS, then they will be able to pay $1 and walk out with the ammunition. No limits on what caliber you can buy, no limits on how much you can buy. Each transaction will be $1. If they do not have a gun registered in their name in the state of California, and they still legally own guns, which is totally legal in California, people will have the opportunity to register for a certificate of eligibility, which costs about $90 or $99. It means they get their fingerprints rolled, the Department of Justice does a background check, and they're issued a certificate of eligibility. That certificate will allow them to go and buy ammunition, pay the $1, and leave. If they don't go through the certificate of eligibility process, the only other way that people can buy ammunition is if they pay $19 and basically go through a dealer record of sales, just like they would to buy a firearm, wait the 10-day waiting period, and pay $19. And when they do that, that background check is valid for one transaction that has to happen within 30 days of the purchase of the passage of that dealer record of sales to buy ammunition. Then all of the information from all purchasers is going to be stored at the Department of Justice in an ammunition buyer's database. They're going to keep a database of everybody who buys ammunition in the state of California. And that is what is going to go into effect coming July 1st. You cannot bring ammunition into the state of California. A resident of California cannot have ammunition mail order to their home. They cannot go to Nevada or Oregon, buy ammunition, and bring it into the state of California. This law only applies to California citizens. A non-resident of the state of California can buy and bring all of the ammo that they want into the state of California, use it, and take it back home with them. Or, when they're here in the state of California, they can give it away, and they will not be violating any laws. So if this program was a deal to prevent gangs from buying ammunition to commit their crimes, and we know that the vast majority of all crime, gun-related crime, is gang-related nationwide, and especially here in California, nothing will prevent a gang member from Las Vegas to drive all the ammunition he wants into the state of California and give it to his buddies and drive back home. He wouldn't be breaking the law. But if you or I ordered a box of 22 and had it mail ordered to our home, we would be in violation of the law. How does that make sense?
Well, I think of the Border Patrol, like when I go to Oregon and come back, I have to go through the the border?
Yeah, you have to go. They ask you if you have fruits and vegetables. Now they're going to ask you if you have ammo.
Is that true?
No, I don't think so. Legislation does not authorize the Department of Agriculture that runs those agricultural checks to ask that question. There's no legislation that gives them the authority. There has been legislation for them to stop and check wild game coming into the state, as well as fruits and vegetables, but there's no authorization for them to do that. We probably shouldn't be talking about that too loudly, because we'll give ideas to the legislature, and by the end of the week they'll pass a bill to require that from happening.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Hey, Sam, we got to take a break here, but I'm going to tell you how it's going to work, because I just talked to the general manager at Sportsman's Warehouse, a very knowledgeable lady there that's told me how it's going to work. And I want to share this with everybody, just how exactly this is going to work when you go in there on July 1st. 8:15 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Like a mini cruise ship parked downtown at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Gourmet chefs, activity directors, you've had enough. I'm just tired of just the plumbing again. It's the yard. It's everything. Hey, I've got too many things to do. I don't want to do that, so I'm going to go to River Commons Senior Living. I'm going to go see Brian. I'm going to take a tour through there. I'm going to have lunch with everybody. I'm going to see what kind of place it is, and when you do, you're not going to be sorry. River Commons Senior Living is the people that are there. This is not an assisted living facility. This is for senior living. So check it out. Maybe it's time to make that change. Give them a call at 238-5981. Ask for Brian. We'll be right back after these messages with Sam Paredes and Ken Murray, because I'm going to tell you how it really is going to work come July 1st.
That's what this country was founded on. Well, we might as well give up and run if we let them take our
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this portion of the show. They got one of the top flight emergency centers, emergency rooms in the whole area here. They've worked to get your time from the time you walk in to the time you've seen a doctor to under 30 minutes. A lot of times it's less than that. They don't want to keep you there 4 or 5 hours. They want to see you soon, give you the treatment you need, and then get you on your way or set you up for more treatment at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. I have Ken Murray is co-hosting with me, and I have Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California on the line. We're talked about the new ammo bill, which is onerous at the best, but this is what the lady, the general manager over at the Sportsman's Warehouse says. On July 1st, you go in to buy ammo. You present your driver's license. And Sam says they run it through an instant check. Well, if that gun you bought on the D-Ros has on your address, they wrote out East, E-A-S-T Street. And on your driver's license, it says E Street. That could kick it back. It's gotta match it perfectly. So, if it kicks it back, then you go through just what Sam says. You can go back and you can pay the $99 to get yourself through there, or you go back and you register yourself, to get ammo or for that one day, and you have to wait 10 days and all this. But let's just say that 10% of that works, because she figures that it's probably going to kick back 90% the first day. If that 10% does work, you then go, and a clerk goes with you, and every box of ammunition you pick up, they scan in each individual box of ammo. So you buy four different kinds of ammo. And then they scan it. They put in all that other information that Sam talked about. Then they give you the receipt. You take your ammo. You walk up to the front, and you pay for it. But if somewhere on the halfway up you forgot that you were going to pick up another box of ammo, you turn around and go back. Can you add it on there? No. Because that is complete. You've got to go through the whole thing again. And they won't let them practice this, kind of like running alongside just to see how it works. It just happens on July 1st. So she feels like there's just going to be a horrendous day for anybody wanting to buy ammo from July 1st on until they get this thing tried to get this thing worked out so everybody finally has the right information where it belongs.
Carl, it's going to be a train wreck. It is not possible for them to get this thing worked out. Excuse me. And actually, the statute requires the Department of Justice to conduct an instant background check. They have obviously ignored the statute because they are going to be issuing a transaction number to anybody who's registration isn't conducted instantly, which means that they are acknowledging that it's going to take longer than instant background check to issue the permission slip to walk away with ammunition after you purchased it. So it's a disaster ready to happen. Over the last 5 years, it's been an average about a million guns have been sold in the state of California. Let's just say that all million of those guns by one or two on the average, probably two boxes of ammunition. That's going to be 2 million transactions. When you add that to the 40 million other guns that are in legal possession in the state of California, and they buy one box of ammunition per year for each of their guns, that's 42 million transactions that the Department of Justice is going to have to process through these ammunition dealers. It ain't going to happen. You're talking about a train wreck, and the engineer can see that the bridge trestle is out over the canyon, and they're heading at full speed away, and the brakes are broken. That's how treacherous this law is. And Carl, you guys know that this is going to do nothing to prevent crime, nothing to solve crime. It's going to do nothing except infringe on the rights of law-abiding citizens who want to buy ammunition. So it's a disaster, guys.
Let me ask you a question. Here a few years ago, I had a gun stolen from me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to file a police report, and they said, well, what's the serial number? And I said, I don't know. It's registered with the state of California. Call them up and ask them. And they did. And the state of California says, no, he didn't have any guns registered with us. Well, I know they were registered. Apparently, they lost the paperwork or are so screwed up down at the state they can't figure out who's got what. How is that? I'm of the opinion they're so incompetent they can't figure out what's going on anyway.
Some of the most basic, logical, common sense steps that they can do to facilitate their gun control activities, they're not interested in doing. What Carl said about what's going to happen with the E instead of the East, or if you purchased a gun at a different address and now you've moved since you purchased that gun and the APIS list has you registered at another address, all of that just takes common sense for the Department of Justice to take care of, but they're not interested in doing that. As a matter of fact, I've seen reports that up over 90% of all denials for registration or picking up their guns are these kinds of clerical situations where a number is transposed or mistaken identity, or you just happen to have the same name that some thug in another part of the state has, and they confuse you with them, so they're not going to allow you to walk out with the ammunition or the gun. This is the state of affairs here in the state of California, and that's what we're going to have to endure.
Okay, well, here's my other question is, okay, so somebody comes in to buy a gun, they fill it out, and they run it back, and this guy is a thug. He's a felon. Do they go out and arrest him?
No.
They do not go out and punish them.
Carl, you're making me laugh. Come on, that would be law enforcement. That would be crime control. The state of California has no interest in that. They have no interest in doing anything like that. The Department of Justice is the Department of Injustice. They're interested in controlling the lives of law-abiding citizens, and they're not interested in doing something to go after the bad guys. Their premier program for going after bad guys, the Armed Prohibited Person System, is so jacked up. It is bleeding millions of dollars in resources, and they can't perform the simplest of jobs when they know that somebody shouldn't have a gun because they are a convicted felon, and they can't make the system work. So it's just kind of like, oh well, we're trying our best and we need more money. But don't make me laugh that these guys are interested in crime control. They're not. It's gun control. That's what gets them elected. That's what keeps them elected. And that's just the way it is. We have to understand that, and that's why we have to fight them in the legislature, in the elections, and in the courts, which we are doing right now, especially this law.
Okay, now, Sam, how do people join Gun Owners of California? How do they get a hold of you? So, I mean, I know that you travel a lot. You're more than happy to go talk to groups of people. But how do we as just citizens help out here by helping you?
we are so close to having a major victory at the Supreme Court, but even that's going to take us a year or a year and a half. That will help us to overturn a lot of the gun laws in the state of California, but we can't do it without the support of gun owners throughout the state. Go to our website at gunownersca.com, G-U-N-O-W-N-E-R-S-C-A.com. Call us at the office at 916-984-1400. Google Gun Owners of California or Sam Paredes. Our information will come up. Be a part of the fight. The cost of one box of ammunition will go a long ways to protect your rights. And I guarantee if you spend that by joining Gun Owners of California, we will not conduct a background check on you and make you wait 10 days.
Well, I tell you what, I'm a member of the Gun Owners of California because, frankly, you know, we're in sad shape, and we're not going to win it here at the legislature unless there's a big change, but we can win it at the Supreme Court, like you said.
Absolutely, and that's what's before us, but now is not the time to take our foot off the pedal. We have to have the pedal to the metal and keep pushing and keep fighting. That means we have to spend the resources to write friend of the court briefs to the Supreme Court. We have to encourage other groups to do the same thing. And we're preparing other lawsuits that the Supreme Court is considering right now. And the fact that they have accepted a case is huge. It's so huge that the other side is apoplectic. They tried to change the law regarding the case that the Supreme Court accepted in order to try to moot the case and so that the Supreme Court would not have to rule, knowing that the Supreme Court is ready to give us a major victory.
Which case is this, Sam?
This is New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus the City of New York, where the City of New York did not allow lawful gun owners to take their guns anywhere except to a few designated and approved gun ranges within the city. You couldn't take it outside the city to go hunting, to compete, to go to a gun show, to go to a family. You could not take your guns out of your home. That's unconstitutional. But what the Supreme Court is also going to rule on, we're getting indications that they're going to rule on the level of scrutiny that judges can use in deciding gun control cases. And at least two of the judges have verbalized the fact that Second Amendment should not be considered in any other way other than the text, the history, and the tradition of the meaning of the words at the time of the founding by our founding fathers. In other words, shall not be infringed is the balancing test. There is no other balancing test. And if that happens, Carl, we're going to have a field day in the state of California overturning a multitude of unconstitutional laws, and that's a beautiful thing. That is what's before us, but we got to stay engaged.
Well, I tell you what, Sam, please stay engaged with me on this, and as things happen, just give me a call. You always got a home here.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. God bless you for what you do, for being a voice of freedom and liberty in the northern part of the state. And it would be okay with me if the heat stayed up there just a little longer before it reaches us down here.
No, I see it's heading south right now. Okay, get ready. Thanks a lot, Sam.
See you guys.
You bet. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Maxwell Insurance Financial, strong Second Amendment supporter here, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Judy Maxwell has the knowledge and the professionalism and integrity to do, you know, that I chose to do business with Maxwell Insurance and Financial when it came to my life insurance. Give her a call at 221-0441 or just stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'll be right back with Ken Murray.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The state of Georgia's new heartbeat bill will go into effect at the beginning of next year. Governor Kemp recently signed HB 481, the Living Infants Fairness and Equality Act, otherwise known as LIFE, which prohibits abortions once a heartbeat is detected, as early as 6 weeks. Now, there are exceptions if the mother's life is in danger for incest or rape. Well, Pacific Justice Institute applauds the state of Georgia for doing the right thing, valuing life, and standing up for the most defenseless, the unborn. Common sense tells us a heartbeat equals life. Please pray that other states value life and do the right thing. Visit pji.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's the 4th of June, 2019. The temperature is, I'm thinking, about 79 degrees already, because it's going to go up to 99, maybe 100. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. You want to get a great haircut, then give them a call at 244-9478. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, better known, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm here with Ken Murray, and I want to mention two things. Today is Election Day. That's right. It's a special election for senator for the Northern District up here. Brian Daly and Kevin Kiley. Both of them, I think, are honest people. I would urge you to vote for Brian Daly. If you haven't made up your mind, look at his record, how he reaches across the aisle. I mean, he's not a hardcore my way or the highway. He realizes he has to work with the other side, which totally outnumbers Republicans in the House. But he does reach out. He does bring them up here. He has gotten a number of laws that he's written or bills that he has written and passed to help the economy up here, to help the people up here, including hospitals, the clearing of land up here to help prevent fires and a number of things. Brian Daly.
I also support Brian. He's a great guy.
Yes.
And he's been good to us in the North State.
He really has. Okay. I'm here with Ken Murray and, Ken asked me, welcome home event for the post 9/11 veterans and their families, a free evening at Waterworks Park, Saturday, June 15th, free on June 15th at Waterworks Park. Limited tickets, so registration is required. Contact Alfred Sims at 925-270-6574. And for more information, or go to VANCH. Okay, forget that. It's going to be too hard because it's like a, you know, it's a 12, you know, word thing here. But Alfred Sims, 925-270-6574, or call Waterworks Park right here in town. It's free for veterans and their families at Waterworks, June 15th. Okay.
All right. Earlier, you were talking about the issue with the shooting at the library, and I have a question, and I ask this question about a lot of subjects, but we have a city council.
They
are elected by the people, and presumably each of the five council people represents a significant group within the community. And they get ideas from the constituents regularly. And some of them go into go on to the agenda and become enacted, and things happen. Sometimes the council people themselves generate the ideas, and they go on the agenda, and things either happen or don't happen, depending on the vote. You started off my visit this morning ranting about the library and the shooting out there, and my gut reaction to that is, first of all, it's a societal problem, but at the local level, I think what the city council need is a solution. Propose solutions. And, you know, if your listeners have solutions to the problem rather than just bitching about it and saying do something, then maybe something can gain some traction. So I ask you, Carl, what's your solution?
Well, you know, it's funny that you should say that, because the solution, we had a gentleman on the other day. And his solution is this. And at first, I was looking at it, asking questions. Trish Clark was in here with me. Mm-hmm. His solution is to have the countywide tax, a 1 cent sales tax. It's a specific tax that goes to one thing. It builds a 500 person jail, and all the money that's raised for the construction of the jail is then also used to house the people there, to take care of the jail. Nothing else. That's it. Just the jail. Right now we're spending about $10 million a year on the jail we have. So you figure that the money that would be raised, and there's, you know, people are saying it could be $35 million and, you know, dollars they raise, because, you know, you're talking City of Shasta Lake, Anderson, the whole county here. All that money then would go to taking care of that jail. We'd have 800 seats counting the one we have already. That right there, and you could have a large portion of it. You could change the county jail we have right now for just strictly misdemeanors, or you could just leave it for the really hardcore, and then you could have the other one for misdemeanors, where you get these people off the road. They're held until they come to trial, and then you've got room for them. That, to me, is a solution. And the money that they're spending already would go back into the general fund at the county. That $10 million or $12 million that they have already would go back into the general fund. The money that the Reading puts into it, they, you know, since all that's been taken care of and you're already paying your part through the taxes, could be put back into the Reading general fund, which could hire more police. That's a solution. That's not the long-term solution, but it is a solution to handle crime. The other ones, that, you know, that jail could be used part, you know, as the beginning of that navigation center. Whereas they're in there, they could then move over to be helped to get their, to get, services there, to get off the drugs. But trust me, if they're in jail there for, you know, for 120 days and then they're sentenced for 6 months, guess what? They are getting their alcohol and drug rehabilitation through that. The mentally ill, that's something that we're going to have to be also facing, you know, since the jails right now seem to be holding a lot of the mentally ill. But that is a solution. There is a solution that they could vote on, and we could have it, and we could have it happen relatively quick.
All right. Let's talk about that proposed solution.
Right after this break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Had to whisper the news to Marion. Madam Librarian. What can I say, my dear?
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Play our Riding in Style Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Increase lot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that stays with you. Drawing Sundays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Sunday, June 30th, where you could win a brand new Harley Davidson Sportster Iron 883. From Reading, Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. No chrome, no apologies, just an authentic ride. Riding in Style Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino. Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5, 1460 AM. It is 8:49 in the morning. It's 79 degrees out there. Going up to 100 today or 99, it could be, but you know, when you get to 99 or 100, it's just really who cares at that point. It's hot. It's hot. I'm here with Ken Murray, and we have been talking about the library and the shooting down there. Also, Sam Paredes was on telling us about the disaster that's going to happen 1 July with the new gun laws, or not gun laws, but buying ammo. But I said, he asked me for the solution. I said, the solution at the library may be a Band-Aid, but it's a fence around the library to protect our kids and the people wanting to go there and keep everybody else out. But that is not the long-term solution. He asked what a long-term solution could be, and I said it's a specific tax of two-thirds. It's going to take two-thirds of the county to do it, countywide tax, to build a 500-person jail.
All right. That's fine. You know, I'd like to see that happen.
Okay.
First of all, a third of the people vote no on yes. That's why it's tough to get a two-thirds vote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Especially if you use the word tax anywhere. It's almost impossible to get a two-thirds. It's not impossible, but almost. In order to get two-thirds, you have to have a campaign led by somebody with some money to get out there and move that forward. Government's prohibited by law from doing that. So who is going to lead this effort?
For the tax?
Yeah.
Nate Gardner.
Well, Nick, no, it'll be the county board of supervisors. I think you're going to see them. They can put up for a tax.
They cannot put up money. They can put it on the ballot.
No, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. They're going to put it on the ballot.
If it's not going to get it passed, somebody's going to have to go out and do some group of people is going to have to raise funds to advertise, put up signs, go out, do public speaking, all that stuff. Who's going to run that thing?
That's a good question.
You know, and I don't know. You know, somebody has to step forward and say, our organization is going to move this sucker. And absent that happening, just putting a tax on the ballot isn't going to get it passed. And yes, I think that would be a good idea, Carl, to have a one-cent countywide tax. I can't think of a good reason why the city or any of the three cities would be opposed to the county doing that. But it takes more than just putting it on a ballot.
Right. It's going to take a grassroots effort of people.
And grassroots is a fine term, and you're right. It takes a lot of people, but there has to be leadership there someplace to organize
absolutely.
It, do fundraising and all that stuff.
Yes, it just isn't going to happen.
I don't know who that is. I truly don't.
Well, there was a group that, you know, Julie Winter said that there was a group that wanted to do a 1 cent sales tax for the city of Reading. Well, that is, you know, we haven't heard anything about that since then. So I don't know if that one is still alive or not. But the point is that a jail, as opposed to trying to pass a 1 cent sales tax and go into the general fund, I think they're going to have a real tough time with that one. But I think a specific tax, but you're right. Now, who's going to organize that? Who's going to be the ones that say, okay, we're going to make these flyers, you know, and it goes on like that.
You're going to need somebody from Cottonwood, somebody from Anderson, somebody from Redding, somebody from Lakehead, Shasta Lake City, Burney, Fall River. It's going to be a massive campaign, and somebody has to lead it. Some group has to lead it to make it happen.
Well, it could be a group that starts and it says build the jail.
Okay.
But let's go back.
Are you volunteering?
I tell you what, I would be, if unless there's a better way of doing this, because I don't like to raise taxes, but guess what? I think we've reached a point that we're far beyond the point where we have to do something instead of just kicking it down the road. And I have not seen anything coming from the city yet, and I think the board of supervisors are going to be pushing this. You know, they're going to raise it. They're going to be pushing this thing. There's going to be a show called Seattle is Dying. It's going to be at the Civic Auditorium, not Civic, but at the Cascade Theater here in the near future. Let's go to the phones. Roberta.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, I was part of a very small group of people who went to bat to keep fluoride out of our city water. It did not take a ton of money. It did not take a ton of people out there. We just got the information out, and we can do that again. And it doesn't take everything that is being said here. We can do it, but we have to have information stations like yours, Carl, which is one of the best in town, and we can do it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Roberta. I think that I think you're going to see a lot of people want to join into this thing, Ken. That's what I think. So, okay, but going back to the library, we've got 5 minutes left. I know how you believe that a fence, you know, it doesn't solve the problem. It does not solve the problem. And then after that article that I saw and I've shared with people about the conditions down in L.A. with the amount of people that are living out there, that the pestilence at the L.A. City Hall, people getting rats and all these other things, and rats becoming a huge problem in Los Angeles because of all the food that's being dumped out there and all the trash and feces and all this, how rats have become a huge problem.
I was just down in the Los Angeles area. I lived in Costa Mesa when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
in Orange County. My dad bought a house in 1955 for $9,500.
Wow.
Brand new in a subdivision, 960 square feet, 3-bedroom, 1-bath with a single car carport.
Uh-huh.
We went by that house, my brother and I, and the owner was standing out in the front yard.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's always cool.
He just sold it for $775,000. 960 square feet, 3-bedroom, 3-bath. We stayed at a friend of my brother's. He has an apartment in Tustin. 1,100 square feet, 2-bedroom, 2-bath, with a single-car garage, $2,900 a month, and he thinks he's getting a good deal. The median price of a home in Southern California is $603,000. The median price up here is probably around $290,000. People can't afford. I mean, none of that makes any sense to me whatsoever. You know, and you wonder why
like
people
that.
Are homeless?
Yeah.
They can't afford to live anyplace.
No, I believe absolutely what you're saying, that the fact is that the cost of housing has gotten ridiculous. And, again, we go back to the amount of money that this state makes in a year,
mm-hmm.
and supposedly the budget surplus. That we have people that you know, $2,900 for a place you'd rent up here for $1,000 is endemic through along the coastline there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, as you go east of the five, things change, and you go north of Sacramento, things change. But that's probably one of the reasons we have homeless problems. But the other reasons is that 109, 47, and 57, pushing people back down here. We don't have room anymore. We've got 36 people in the jail right now for homicide, of some form of homicide, are in jail. And the rest of them, as we talk about, they just keep getting turned over and over and over.
Well, I would support your idea for a countywide tax for the jail system. I'm not enthused about the Band-Aid approach to a fence around the library, because all that will happen then is that same group of people we'll move down to Henderson Open Space, where you're already fighting a big problem. And the next Band-Aid is, well, let's fence Henderson Open Space, and they'll go someplace else. I mean, we can't fence ourselves into a solution.
We can't fence, but, you know, to me, I'm sorry, but I really believe that, that libraries should be almost like a sacred space, that your kids can go there, people can go there without having to worry about getting shot.
I don't disagree.
Well, no, you don't. I know you don't. But it seems like that we're standing here thinking, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, there are things you can do. Maybe a fence for right now is what we can do. Hey, tomorrow, the Economic Development Corporation will be with us along with several other people. What are we doing economically up here in the North State? Well, we're going to talk about the big conference they just had, too, on the on startups. It's all tomorrow. Just remember, hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. You need to get involved. And don't forget to vote today.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.